forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, December 26, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and I hope everybody had an amazing Christmas this year. I'm going to tell you today about the 25 unreported mainstream news stories, corporate news stories of 2007. But before I do that, I want to mention to all of you guys, I hope that you were listening to Charles Giuliani's show today, Truth Hurts Radio. He had Russell Means, prolific actor. He's been in 20 different movies. He's an activist for the Lakota tribe. And as I had reported on my show last Friday, I read you an excerpt of, I believe, a press release. The Lakota Indians, who gave the world the legendary warriors Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, have withdrawn from treaties with the United States. And a quote by Russell Means, "We are no longer citizens of the United States of America, and all those who live in the five-state area that encompasses our country are free to join us." Now, a delegation of Lakota leaders delivered a message to the State Department on Monday announcing that they were unilaterally withdrawing from treaties they signed with the federal government of the United States, some of them dating back more than 100 or 150 years. And the reason is because the United States government has violated most, if not all, of those treaties. And as we speak, Russell Means, the end of the week, is going up. I guess the Northern Cheyenne Indians have expressed interest in what the Lakota tribe or the Lakota Nation is doing, and they want to talk to Russell Means. He's headed up there. Now, I have contacted Russell Means' office, and hopefully I'll have him up for an interview later this week, if not when he gets back from talking with the Northern Cheyenne. But this is huge, folks. This is unbelievable. This is a very brave thing that the Lakota tribe has done by unilaterally withdrawing. And it just goes to show you where we are as a nation when the Indian nations are starting to pull out of the United States. That is, I'm excited about it, folks, I have to tell you, and I'm going to be following this story. I'm going to see how it progresses. I mean, I'm even half tempted to go up to the Dakotas and, you know, interview some of these people for myself to find out the nuances of what exactly is going on behind the scenes. But at any rate, I'm going to keep you posted on that. Hopefully, I'll have Russell Means up for an interview. He's a very, very busy individual. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's been in 20 different movies. He's a Hollywood actor. He was in Last of the Mohicans. He was in, the list is just too lengthy to name. But at any rate, I'm going to stay on top of that story for everybody and hopefully have him up. I'm going to go into the 25 unreported news stories of 2007, just to show you, for those who don't already know, of how little news that people actually get from the mainstream corporate media. So that should be very, very interesting. Some of them are really astounding stories that you would think that the mainstream media would have the guts, if you will, to report. But no, none of them ever made mainstream news. Going to go to a break. Let's see. I got a little bit before the break. I want to remind everybody that if you have a question regarding your finances, if you need some investment advice, if you want to know where to move money, how to make money in these perilous times, I want you to give my buddy John Onesti a call. Onesti Investment Advisors at 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. Anything that you might need help with as far as moving things around and investing, John Onesti is your guy. Give him a call. I'll be back after the break, give you a couple more, and then I'll get into these stories with you. Good show today. Stick with us.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And before I go any further, I want to mention, folks, Cartavite, Don Wiskin, give him a call, 877-928-8822. I've been on this product for 2 months now. I've had more energy than I've had in a long, long time, and I even go out and jog two or three times a week. So give Don a call, 877-928-8822, and also Lametco International, Todd Metallo, at 800-933-2565 for Immunite, Oxy Supreme, or Coral Calcium. Okay, let me get into this today. The top 25 censored news stories of 2007. The first one, which you didn't hear anything about on the corporate media, was the future of the internet debate. You might have heard it on this show. Throughout 2005 and 6, a large underground debate has raged regarding the future of the internet, more recently referred to as network neutrality. The issue has become a tug of war with cable companies, and on one hand, the consumers and internet service providers on the other. Yet, despite important legislative proposals and Supreme Court decisions throughout 2005, the Cramer mainstream television remains hands-off to this day. You won't hear anything about this on corporate media, hence the reason to listen to alternative news networks such as RBN. Story number two, Halliburton charged with selling nuclear technologies to Iran. How many of you have heard that one? Halliburton charged with selling nuclear technology to Iran? Now, this is according to journalist Jason Leopold. Sources at former Cheney company Halliburton allege that as recently as January of 2005, Halliburton sold key components for a nuclear reactor to an Iranian oil development company. Leopold says that his Halliburton sources have intimate knowledge of the business dealings of both Halliburton and Oriental Oil Kish, one of Iran's largest private oil companies. Do I smell a conflict of interest here? Now, Halliburton's not out of the woods yet. Halliburton is going to be in yet another one of the 25 censored corporate mainstream news stories, and Cheney's all over this, folks. Does this not make you as sick as it makes me? Halliburton charged with selling nuclear technologies to Iran, yet nobody listening to mainstream corporate media has heard or knows anything about this. How about that? Ocean number three, oceans of the world are in extreme danger. Oceanic problems once found on a local scale are now pandemic. Data from oceanography, marine biology, meteorology, fishery science, and glaciology reveal that the seas are changing in ominous ways. A vortex of cause and effect wrought by global environmental dilemmas is changing the ocean from the watery horizon with assorted regional troubles to a global system in alarming distress. According to oceanographers, the oceans are one with currents linking the seas and regulating climate. Sea temperature and chemistry changes, along with contamination and reckless fishing practices, intertwine the imperil to the world's largest communal life source. In other words, folks, they are poisoning our oceans. I'm not even going to go into all the details as to why. I'm sure chemtrails has something to do with it. We've got these the corporations at large dumping their poisons into the seas. But yet you hear nothing about this on mainstream media. Do you think it might have anything to do with the fact that the mainstream media is owned by five corporations, of which are defense contractors and heavyweight, like General Electric, Disney, and so forth? I wonder. Story number four. Hunger and homelessness are increasing in the United States. The number of hungry and homeless people in United States cities continues to grow. Despite claims of an improved economy, increased demand for vital services rose as needs of the most destitute went unmet. And this is according to the annual U.S. Conference of Mayors report, which has documented increasing needs since its 1982 inception. The study measures instances of emergency food and housing assistance in 24 U.S. cities and utilizes supplemental information from the United States Census and Department of Labor. And more than three-quarters of cities surveyed report increases in demand for food and housing, especially among families. Food aid requests expanded by 12% in 2005, while aid center and food bank resources grew at only 7%. Service providers estimated 18% of the requests went unattended. Housing followed a familiar trend as the majority of cities reported an increase in demand for emergency shelter, often going unmet due to lack of resources. And I have to wonder if the reason for the lack of resources has anything to do with this phenomenal defense budget where we keep Congress keeps additionally approving all of this money to continue to for the occupation of Iraq. Do you think that might have anything to do with it? I wonder. Number five, high-tech genocide in the Congo. The world's most neglected emergency, according to the United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator, is the ongoing tragedy of the Congo, where 6 to 7 million have died since 1996 as a consequence of invasions and wars sponsored by Western powers trying to gain control of the region's mineral wealth. At stake is control of natural resources that are sought by U.S. corporations. Here we go with those U.S. corporations again, folks. Diamonds, tin, copper, gold, and more significantly, coltan and niobium, two minerals necessary for production of cell phones and other high-tech electronics, and cobalt, an element essential to nuclear, chemical, aerospace, and defense industries. Colombo tantalite, i.e. coltan, is found in 3-billion-year-old soils like those in the Rift Valley region of Africa. The tantalum extracted from the coltan ore is used to make tantalum capacitors and tiny components that are essential in managing the flow of current in electronic devices. 80% of the world's coltan reserves are found in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. high-tech genocide. Another interesting story, which you will hear nothing about in mainstream media. Moving on here, where was that? That was number five. Yes, let's go to number six. Federal whistleblower protection in jeopardy. Now, for those of you who listen to my show, I had a federal whistleblower on, if you will, just Monday, and that was Lieutenant Eric Schein. I've got another whistleblower coming. That's not a federal whistleblower, but he's coming on tomorrow, Aaron James, who is going to tell his story. But I'm going to read this. This is a story that has gone unreported. Any federal whistleblower, their protection is in jeopardy, yet you will hear nothing about it in corporate mainstream news. Special Counsel Scott Block, appointed by the President Bush in 2004, is overseeing the virtual elimination of federal whistleblower rights in the United States government. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel, the agency that is supposed to protect federal employees who blow the whistle on waste, fraud, and abuse, is dismissing hundreds of cases while advancing almost none. According to the annual report for 2004, which was not released until the end of the first quarter of 2006, less than 1.5% of whistleblower claims were referred for investigation, while more than 1,000 reports were closed before they were ever even opened. Only 8 claims were found to be substantiated, and one of those included the theft of a desk, while another included attendance violations. Favorable outcomes have declined 24% overall, and this is all in the first year that the new special counsel, Scott Block, has been in office. Now, folks, and again, I want to remind you, Lieutenant Eric Schein, who is a whistleblower, has been dealing with these people, fighting with the Bush administration for the past 5 years. He's basically on the run, if you will. They're trying to declare him incompetent, insane. They are ultimately looking at criminal charges against this man for being a federal whistleblower. All the time, this special counsel is overseeing the virtual elimination of any federal whistleblower rights within the U.S. government. Now, that's story number six. You will not hear anything about it in mainstream media. The only place you hear it is on RBN and other alternative networks. Number seven, U.S. operatives torture detainees to death in Afghanistan and Iraq, which is going to bring me into another story. But let me touch base on this one. You don't hear anything about this, anything about U.S. operatives torturing detainees in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, released documents of 44 autopsies held in Afghanistan and Iraq. 21 of those deaths were listed as homicides. The documents show that detainees died during and after interrogations by Navy SEALs, military intelligence, and other government agencies. These documents present irrefutable evidence that U.S. operatives tortured detainees to death during interrogations. The public has a right to know who authorized the use of torture techniques and why these deaths have been so covered up. The Department of Defense released an autopsy reports in response to a Freedom of Information Act request filed by the ACLU, Center for Constitutional Rights, Physicians for Human Rights, Veterans for Common Sense, and Veterans for Peace. And while I'm on that subject, do you know who the president's new best friend happens to be, folks? Well, let me introduce you. President Karimov of Uzbekistan. President Karimov's government was awarded $500 million in aid from the Bush administration. The U.S. State Department states that Uzbekistan is not a democracy, does not have a free press. Many opponents of the government have fled, and others have been arrested. The police force and the intelligence service uses torture as routine investigation techniques. And so Muzaffar Avazov, a 35-year-old father of four, had a visit from our president's friend's security force. This article depicts photographs below of Muzaffar Avazov, who has been tortured to death, and it looks like, folks, from the pictures, and I'm going to post this up on my website, it looks like this man has been boiled in boiling water. This is our president's new best friend, who sent them $500 million in aid. Okay, let me continue with that. Number eight, the Pentagon is exempt from Freedom of Information Act requests. The Department of Defense has been granted exemption from the Freedom of Information Act. Congress passed the 2006 Defense Authorization Act. Looks like we're going to take a break here. I'll continue with this article when we get back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with the 25 top censored stories on mainstream corporate media. Be right back. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour, and I'm talking about, well, I'm going through and giving you the top 25 censored stories that were not put anywhere on corporate mainstream media. And I'm getting ready to go into number 8, Pentagon exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. But before, I had a caller. I guess the caller dropped off. But at any rate, I'll tell you what, folks. I'm going to go through this, the top 25 stories. The phone lines I'm going to open up. So if you have a call, question, or comment, feel free to call in 800-313-9443. I'm sorry you dropped off, George. If you want to call back, I'll take your call. Okay, back to story number 8. The Pentagon is now exempt from Freedom of Information Act. The Department of Defense has been granted exemption from the Freedom of Information Act. In December 2005, Congress passed the 2006 Defense Authorization Act, which renders the Defense Intelligence Agency operational files fully immune to FOIA requests. The main mechanism by which watchdog groups, journalists, and individuals can access federal documents. Of particular concern to critics of the Defense Authorization Act is the DIA's new right to thwart access to files that many reveal human rights violations, such as the torture that I just mentioned in the last article, the human rights violations tied to ongoing counterterrorism efforts. The rule could, for instance, frustrate the work of the American Civil Liberties Union, of which I just reported in the last article. Do you think that has anything to do with it, folks? And other organizations that have ruled on FOIA to uncover more than 30,000 documents on the U.S. military's involvement in the torture and mistreatment of foreign detainees in Afghanistan, Guantanamo Bay, and Iraq, including Abu Ghraib. Several key components that have surfaced in the advocacy organization's expansive research originate from DIA files, including a 2004 memorandum containing evidence that U.S. military interrogators brutalized detainees in Baghdad, as well as a report describing the abuse of Iraqi detainees as violations of international human rights law. I wonder why that they issued this, that now the Pentagon is exempt from Freedom of Information Act. Do you think they're trying to cover up anything here, folks? I wonder. Number nine, the World Bank funds Israel-Palestine wall. Isn't that interesting? Despite the 2004 International Court of Justice decision that called for tearing down the wall and compensating affected communities, construction of the wall has accelerated. The route of the barrier runs deep into Palestine's territory, aiding the annexation of Israel settlements and the breaking of Palestinian territorial continuity. The World Bank's vision of economic development, however, evades any discussion of the wall's illegality. The World Bank has, meanwhile, outlined the framework for a Palestinian Middle East free trade area policy in their most recent report on Palestine, published in December of 2004. Stagnation or revival, Israeli disengagement and Palestinian economic prospects. Central to World Bank proposals are the construction of massive industrial zones to be financed by the World Bank and other donors and controlled by the Israeli occupation. Well, there's the fox guarding the chicken coop, huh? Built on Palestinian land around the wall, these industrial zones are envisaged as forming the basis of export-oriented economic development. Palestinians imprisoned by the wall and dispossessed of land can be put to work for low wages. Isn't that interesting? All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break here for a second. Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you? I'm excited today, boy. I'll tell you what. This guy Russell Means with this, the Indians declaring independence from the United States again, the Lakota Indians, and now he's on his way up to talk to the Cheyenne Nation because they've expressed interest in doing the same thing, and I'm really excited about that. I think there's a move getting started here that is going to grow like another Ron Paul tsunami, my friend.
Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Ron Paul became president, that he would recognize their right to secede and be their own sovereign nation.
Well, actually, they didn't secede because they were never part of our nation. What they did was they expressed their independence again because over the last 150 years, they have evidently entered into 33 different treaties with the United States government, of which has violated almost all, if not all, of those treaties. But, I mean, big surprise, huh, George?
Oh, yes. But you talk about the consolidation of power within the media, and you look at Monsanto, all these monopolies starting to spring up, and it's talking like what Thomas Jefferson said, that the corporations and the banks will grow up around us and deprive us of the land that our fathers conquered.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, we got a monopoly problem, we got a big corporation problem, and like I say, Ron Paul also has to be what they call the bust of trust, the antitrust president, that's going to break up these monopolies and tell them you ain't getting this big. Because I sat there and looked at the Sherman Antitrust Act, and it was the states that wanted it because they seen these, like the Rockefellers and the Goulds, they were starting to monopolize and they were starting to swallow up competition, and they seen them as a threat to the power structure, the constitutional power structure. And we need leadership that's going to stand up to these corporate giants and say enough is enough.
Well, I'll tell you what, and the reason I'm so excited is because I see this tsunami growing not only, with Ron Paul. I mean, obviously, I've got a website up on my, actually a website depicted on my website at www.theamericanawakening.org, where it casts the votes from countries all over the world. And Ron Paul has more votes worldwide than all of the other American candidates combined on either side of the aisle. And that's just one faction. Hold on. I'll tell you what. I think I hear the music, George. Yes, okay. I hear the music. Stick with me, George, until after the break. I'll hold you over. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'll tell you a little bit more about my thoughts on this tsunami in these areas when we get back, folks. Call your friends and neighbors. It's a good show today. I'm really excited. I hope you are, too. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open all day, folks, 800-313-9443. Got George on the line, and George, I was telling you about the tsunami, and it's not just with Ron Paul. I mean, voters all over the world, if we were to take a vote today, Ron Paul would get elected by a landslide from all of the world's voters, not to mention the voters in the United States. But it's not only that. I mean, we've got the Lakota Nation that has just recently declared their independence. Again, last week, the Cheyenne Nation in the Dakotas has expressed extreme interest, and Russell Means is on his way up there to sit down and chat with them. We've got an economic crisis, of which a lot of these heavyweight people, if any of you listen to the show Cash Flow with John Stadtmiller and James Martinez, we've got heavy backers that are coming online to basically go mainstream and open up the world to the truth about what's really going on. And we live in exciting times, George, and I'm really happy about this. I'm looking at it with enthusiasm, and I'm staying on top of all of these stories because I'm telling you it's going to make a big difference in us as Americans, the way we live, who we are as a people, and waking people up, if you will.
Well, you know, you heard about the coming out of the neocon camp that, and you know, I was here listening to Bo Kristol talk about Ron Paul's anti-American and all that stuff. People like Bill Kristol are just an albatross around the neck of the nation. And they've been a problem with the Republican Party for a long time. They're not pro-American. They're globalists.
Right.
But anyway, like I say, there's like a neocon camp. They're talking about trying to take out Ron Paul, assassinate him or do something. And here's the thing is, and they're starting to come to the reality, if they lay one hand and try to harm the congressman, that they're going to bite off more. They're going to find out they've bitten off more than they can chew.
Well, you know what, Jordan, and I've heard a number of these stories now that have surfaced. Daniel Estulin and a couple other people have come out and mentioned that. And then I've seen other stories coming out about, you know, on mainstream media about can Ron Paul's, you know, money bomb, or can Ron Paul's Tea Party, of which has raised a total of over $18 million, can it transform itself with the money into votes? Well, you know, I have to ask the question of all of these people. Do you think that all these people sent this money in because they don't plan to vote for him? Of course not. OK, but they've got to spin it in some form or another. The fact of the matter is that this is a grassroots movement on the subject of Ron Paul, and it's growing by the day. And it doesn't make any difference who doesn't get online. And it is obviously doesn't make any difference whether the corporate mainstream media is a part of this or not. They are not. Neither are they a part of this Lakota movement to redeclare their independence. But you know what, George? It doesn't matter, because Ron Paul has collected more money for his campaign than any of the other candidates, save a couple of the on the Democratic platform that have the big money backers behind them that are trying to get them in office. But it doesn't make any difference. As time goes on and as more people are exposed to Ron Paul, this grassroots money, this influx of cash, he's going to have all the money he needs. All right, it's not going to matter what they put up, who backs who. It's not going to matter. The only question in my mind is whether he'll actually get a Republican nomination or whether he will wind up running on an independent ticket. But as far as his popularity, he'll win by a landslide.
Well, you know, the thing is, he needs 270 delegates to get the secure nomination.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, like I say, if he's got the delegates and, like I say, he goes to convention, he don't get nominated, you know, that's going to be another mass exodus out of the Republican Party. Probably going over to Constitution Party or Libertarian Party, because they're saying enough is enough. I said, this is our man. We are the party. Ron Paul's the man we're going to nominate to beat Hillary or beat Obama. And we don't, and you know, and it's just like I say, you got, like the power structure's scared right now in the party, because when Ron Paul, when he becomes president, he becomes the head of the RNC. And he can appoint his own people into the party and throw the other bums out.
That's very true. Yes. And, you know, again, the only question that arises here is whether he's going to get a Republican nomination. Now, from what limited coverage mainstream, and by the way, I will tell my listening audience, I do have access to a TV now, and no, I do not watch Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Alan Combs or any of these people, but there are certain segments that come on which I do record and I do watch, and a prime example is that is a sermon from John Hagee yesterday, because I've heard so many negatives talked about with this guy on the Judeo-Christian thing that I thought I'd tune in and watch just to see, you know, what kind of charisma this guy has. That's a whole nother story. But getting back to what we're talking about with Ron Paul, George, you know, the fact of the matter is this is a grassroots movement. It is being shown not only in the United States but all over the world that we are sick of, and the rest of the world, and I speak for them as well, they are sick of this, you know, the United States preemptive foreign policy, that we're going to be the policemen of the world, that this is basically a world empire. I'm sorry, you know, we're playing out of our own backyard here. It's time to get back to constitutional limited government like Ron Paul has been professing all through his movement. And it's growing leaps and bounds. And I don't care what kind of a cherry that all these other Democrats and Republicans want to put on top of it. It's still a turd. It still stinks. And the American people are finding out about it.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, when you have Bill Kristol and Ann Coulter, he said,
you want to gag me with a spoon here, George. Ann Coulter. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, she's about, and you know, the thing is, I've seen her, I met her down in South Florida a couple years ago.
She's a phony.
Before I woken up to the truth. And you want to know what? I figure if I can get 10 Long Island iced teas down her, I can take her to Vegas and get married to her. That's how ditzy she is. I mean, she looks smart, but she's ditzy. She's ditzy as a person.
Right. I mean, she's a sellout. You know, all of these people that are mainstream. I mean, let's face it. The girl is a twit. She's a little ditz. She's a little blonde ditz. And they put her up there and they promote her books, okay, simply because she puts forth the status quo. She parrots forth exactly what they want, because she's not smart enough to have a mind of her own. And that's fine. And if that's what the mainstream corporate media wants to do, I have no problem with that. The only problem that I have is educating enough people to get away from the mainstream media and only use it for what it's worth, which is only to see what adversaries, if you will, are propagandizing against us, as far as taking us farther and farther away from a constitutional republic, which is what we're all in unison on as to try to gain back. And we're going leaps and bounds at it. And I can't tell you, George, and I don't mean to reiterate or beat a quote dead horse, but this thing with the Lakota tribe pulling out last week, and now the Cheyenne Nation is looking at this and saying, wait a minute, we want to talk about this as well. It shows me that, you know, this is, again, it's a tidal wave that's growing. And people are, it doesn't matter whether it's mainstream or not, people are standing up and paying attention to this, because there's only one reason this is happening, George, and that's because of the policies that have been instituted both foreign and domestically by this administration, the neocons, and it goes back into the Clinton administration as well, but primarily just over the last, 6 years? Okay, what has happened here? People are finally, the pot is getting hot enough, the water is boiling to a point where any frog with any brains is now jumping out.
You know, the thing is, I want to talk about, like, we're on the Meet the Press, and when Ron Paul is on Glenn Beck, and
right.
Some of the supporters got a little bit disappointed. Well, I got to say this to the supporters. These interviews were not for them. It was not for the Ron Paul supporters. It was for the undecided voter, the person that was on the fence, and the person that has not met Ron Paul. That's what those two interviews were for. It was not for his supporters.
Well, anybody in the 9/11 truth movement, which, by the way, you know, I'm a pilot for 9/11 truth. I know what's going on there. But, you know, to get up on mainstream television and to agree with or to fall into the trap of answering a question on 9/11 and saying anything other than, you know, they believe the government's official story is political suicide. And Ron Paul, whether he believes it, whether he doesn't believe it, he's in a position right now where even if he did believe it, which I don't know, he couldn't admit it. To admit it would be to just totally ruin him, because even though people have questions about it, let's face it, George, the overwhelming majority, myself included, and I'm sure you're included as well, we want to believe in the benevolence of our government. We've always wanted to believe that. We're sickened. If we're normal people with normal intelligence, we're sickened at the fact that if our government lies to us, you know, it's just, well, I don't know about you, but prior to my waking up, I was appalled by it. If I found out my government lied to me, I was appalled by it, because I always thought that my government was a benevolent faction that was out to protect myself as well as the rest of the American people. Well, I've found out since I've woken up that not only is not the case, but in fact it's the exact opposite. Okay, but the problem in the line that we walk here, George, as awakened Americans, is that we have to remember that the uneducated, the unawakened Americans still have that philosophy. They still have that belief, and rightly so, that they want to believe that their government is benevolent. It's very difficult. It's a difficult pill to swallow, you know. So this is the battle that you and I are into as far as waking these people up.
Well, and another thing, I'm on a high note. I did go to a sobriety checkpoint Christmas Eve.
You did?
And I stepped out of the car. I handed my license, my insurance, and all that stuff. And you know, I asked them a couple questions. And, you know, I just – and they're sitting there telling what the mandates the federal government's putting on them. And I just nicely warned them. I said, you're going to have to be men and think for yourself. And, you know, because if you're not going to think to yourself, I say, down the road, you're going to have a lot of unintended consequences for your actions, because you don't think, because you're not thinking of what you're doing, what they're
right.
telling
and
you
as,
to do.
And as we continue down this road with the federal funding and more implementation, and you know the more and more taserings that come out, and this command module of the, you know, the mindset of the police department, there's a moral decision ultimately that's going to have to be made by not only them, but the FBI, the DIA, the Internal Revenue Service, as the truth continues to pour forth. These people that are occupying these positions are going to have to, at some point in time, make a moral decision as to who they wish to serve. do they want to serve this corrupt type of administration who is out to do nothing but to take away all of the freedoms that are inherent with them as well? They're not isolated from this. I mean, when they get off work, they hang up their badge or whatever, and they go home at night. They have children as well. You know, they have families, and they live under the same rule of law, if you will, as we do. So
they get gouged just like we do.
Right. Well, now they do have certain privileges where if they're driving down the road, I'm sure, and if it's an off, duty police officer and he gets pulled over, he'll probably show a badge and they'll let him go. But the bottom line is if they are, they fall under the auspices of a criminal act, or if their children or their sons, their aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews fall under that, it's the same system. And they have to live with it as well. And not only that, but they're on the front lines. These are the compartmentalized individuals that are the first ones to go down if indeed there were to be an uprising, if you will. So, yes, there's a distinct moral decision that's going to have to be made there.
Well, they were nice to me. And that was nice to them. And they didn't search my car. They just said, have a Merry Christmas.
Did they ask to search your car?
Yes.
And how did you respond to them?
I just said, well, this is my wife's car, and I don't really think she would consent to a search. I mean, it's in her name. That's all I said.
And then they just came back and said, okay, fine, have a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, because they flashlight the car. And, the thing is, it's like what they told me, a little insider secret. If your car's clean, chances are they're not going to search it. But if it's a mess, they're going to search. You're going to get suspicious.
I guess I'll have to run my car through the car wash then and make sure I vacuum it.
In other words,
if they look in the back and there's empty, there's empty pop cups from Burger King or whatever, and you've got trash and newspapers all over, then it's more than likely that they'll want to search it.
Yes.
Well, I see.
Have a happy new year, Mike.
Hey, you too, George. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's George from Florida. George is a real good listener, folks. Let me get back to where I was. Got off topic here. Phone lines are open, by the way, 800-313-9443. It's a lazy day today. It's the day after Christmas. Again, I hope you all had a merry one. I did. I had such a big meal that I had to come home and take a nap. But at any rate, I'm sure a lot of you fall into that category as well. Number 10, story number 10 on the censored news stories from corporate mainstream media. The expanded air war in Iraq kills more civilians. Big surprise, huh? There's widespread speculation that President Bush, confronted by diminishing approval ratings and dissent within his own party as well as within the military itself, will begin pulling American troops out of Iraq in 2006. A key element of the drawdown plans not mentioned in the president's public statements or in mainstream media for that matter is that the departing American troops will be replaced by American air power. We're not planning to diminish the war, quote Seymour Hersh, quotes Patrick Clawson, the deputy director of the Washington Institute, whose views often mirror those of Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. We just want to change the mix of the forces doing the fighting. Iraqi infantry with American support and greater use of air power. While battle fatigue increases among U.S. troops, the prospect for using air power as a substitute for American troops on the ground has caused great unease within the military. Air Force commanders in particular have deep-seated objections to the possibility that Iraqis will eventually be responsible for target selection. Seymour Hersh quotes a senior military planner now on assignment in the Pentagon. Will the Iraqis call in airstrikes in order to snuff rivals or other warlords or to snuff members of their own sect and blame someone else? Will some Iraqis be targeting on behalf of al-Qaeda or the insurgency of the Iranians? And let's clarify one thing right now, folks. Okay, the insurgency is nothing more than people in a country that is occupied by another country of which they do not want us as a military occupying. Henceforth, anybody who stands up, just as we would as American citizens if we were occupied by a foreign nation, would stand up and fight back, we would be considered insurgents. And this is for the sake of the new listening audience who, I don't want to preach to the choir here because I know most of my veteran listeners already know that. But the fact of the matter is that the insurgency is nothing more than the citizens of that country that are occupied and do not wish to be. And speaking of al-Qaeda, I watched a good – who was it? There was somebody that I had on the show the other day. Oh, it was – I think it was Lieutenant Eric Schein who had suggested I – or all of us, go watch a video. I can't even remember the name of it right now. I was going to post it on my website. I got it written down here. Forgot what it was. But I did go in there, and watch it. And it tells you, it educates all of us to the how Al-Qaeda was formed, who they are, and how they got their name. And it wasn't Osama bin Laden that came up with the name. It was the United States government that came up with the name, or the intelligence agencies that came up with the name. Very interesting, because Osama bin Laden never even used the term Al-Qaeda until he heard it from us. How about that? All right, well, let's get into the number 11 here. Don't want to get off topic, but let's see. Let's talk about our food. Now, I've had people up on the show, Cliff Carnicom and Rosalind Peterson and Marilyn Barnwall, who have talked to us about chemtrails. But there's also the dangers of genetically modified food, and that has been confirmed. And you won't hear that reported anywhere in mainstream news, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. The dangers of genetically modified food have been confirmed. Have you seen that on NBC, CBS, or ABC, or MSNBC for that matter? No, of course you haven't. Several recent studies confirm fears that genetically modified foods damage human health. When's the last time you saw anything like that? You won't see anything like that on mainstream corporate television. The only thing that you will see is pills in every commercial telling you to consult your doctor from whatever ailment that some of this genetically modified food may cause, so you can go to the doctor, get a prescription, and have more side effects for the prescription that you got. We'll be back in three, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'll tell you more about the dangers of genetically modified food. Stick with me.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
I'm not ready
right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or a comment you'd like to make, it's an open line today. Number 11, dangers of genetically modified food confirmed. Several recent studies confirm the fears that genetically modified foods damage human health. What a surprise, huh? These studies were released as the World Trade Organization moved towards upholding the ruling that the European Union has violated international trade rules by stopping the importation of genetically modified foods. No, they stopped it because they know what's going on, folks. Research by the Russian Academy of Sciences released in December of 2005 found that more than half of the offspring of rats fed genetically modified soy died within the first 3 weeks of life, six times as many as those born to mothers fed on non-modified soy. Six times as many offspring fed genetically modified soy were also severely underweight. In November 2005, a private research institute in Australia, CSIRO Plant Industry, put a halt to further development of a genetically modified pea cultivator when it was found to cause an immune response in laboratory mice. These other countries in the world are putting halts to this, yet they're just implementing it with us. It's in every grocery store, it's on every shelf, and if you don't know what to look for on those boxes of food. Or some of the poultry that you buy, or the meats that you buy, you're buying this stuff and you don't even know it. Number 12, Pentagon plans to build new landmines. The Bush administration plans to resume the production of anti-personnel landmine systems in a move that is at odds with both the international community and previous United States policy, according to the leading human rights organization, Human Rights Watch. Nearly every nation has endorsed the goal of a global ban on anti-personnel mines. Back in 1994, the United States called for the eventual elimination of all such mines. And in 1996, President Bill Clinton said that the United States would seek a worldwide agreement as soon as possible to end the use of all anti-personnel mines. The United States produced its last anti-personnel landmine in 1997. It had been the stated objective of the U.S. government to eventually join the 145 country signatory to the 1997 Mine Ban Treaty, which bans the use, production, exporting, and stockpiling of anti-personnel landmines. But the Bush administration, however, made an about-face, of course, in United States anti-personnel landmine policy in February of 2004 when it abandoned any plan to join the Mine Ban Treaty, also known as the Ottawa Convention. The United States will not join the Ottawa Convention because its terms would have required us to give up the needed military capability, the United States Department of State's Bureau of Political Military announced. Summing up the administration's new policy, the United States will continue to develop non-persistent and anti-personnel and anti-tank landmines. Well, now, do you think that might have anything to do with the defense contractors of where our president, vice president, and probably a lot of the members of that administration are heavily invested in stock for those companies? I just wonder. And as I get down further into this, I'm going to read a particular article that just relates to one of those government officials by the name of Dick Cheney. And it goes back to Halliburton, which is where I started. But continuing on here, number 13. Remember Roundup, the pesticide, Roundup? Does anybody ever use that? Anybody have any farms out there? Okay, you use Roundup on the crops for the weeds? Oh, gosh, here we go. All right, top of the hour. It's coming by before I know it, folks. Top of the hour break. I'm going to come back with number 13 on the top 25 censored stories from mainstream corporate media. And again, the phone lines will be open at 800-313-9443. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And believe it or not, with all this negative and depressing news, I'm actually excited, folks, for reasons of which I will reiterate later. So be right back.
Since 19... 19-